The Czech Republic will accept no new immigrants this year under EU plans, Interior Minister Milan Chovanec said on Monday in Brussels. Mr. Chovanec criticised the EU's hotspot system, which has seen only a small number from tens of thousands of refugees in Italy and Greece relocated to other parts of the EU. Jan Wellinger discusses the Czech position with political analyst Jiří Pehe, asking him first whether the Interior Minister had a point that the EU needed to get its act together.
I think that the Minister of Interior definitely has a point that the system of hotspots on the borders of the European Union is not working yet as it should. At the same time, I would argue that at least some countries, some member states of the European Union have been able to transport some refugees from the hotspots to their countries. So the problem may be both with hotspots, but also with the Czech government that doesn't seem to be extremely eager to actually accept any refugees.
And certainly the government has taken a tough stance until now, but also agreed to accept several thousand refugees by 2017. Even there, the Interior Minister appeared to cast doubt about whether the refugees would be accepted by then unless the EU sort of gets its house in order, so to speak.
Well, I'm afraid that the Czech government is trying not to be very helpful. They, of course, could simply go to various refugee camps in Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, and if they really want to accept refugees and if they really want to help, they could select refugees right there and bring them to the Czech Republic.
And one gets the sense that some of the politicians here think that the Czech Republic will eventually be proven right, given the growing tension in some of the other countries that initially had a positive approach.
The fact that the situation is changing in Germany and some other West European countries is a real danger for the Czech Republic. It can, of course, happen that the influx of refugees to Germany and some other West European countries will reach its saturation point and we may see some backlash, but I would argue that in that kind of situation, the Czechs will not be, as they think, sort of proven right, but the anger in Western Europe may turn against the Czech Republic and other Visegrad countries for contributing to this crisis by not accepting their share. So I think that we are really in a bad political situation, which could have some very negative influence on our stance or position in the European Union.